New Zealand's attempt to trademark the term Manuka honey has now widened into a bid to block Australian producers from marketing the lucrative product into China. Manuka honey sells for as much as $400 a kilo and has purported medicinal benefits. New Zealand producers argue that Manuka is a Maori word and that their honey is unique. And they say Australian producers are lazily and fraudulently ripping off the term. Julia Holman reports.
Manuka honey is to New Zealanders what champagne is to the French, a product that they're proud of and a name they want to protect. John Rawcliffe is the spokesperson for New Zealand's Manuka Honey Appellation Society.
From a New Zealand perspective, Manuka is a Māori word. It needs to be respected and valued. This honey, this plant, is unique. It has a unique chemical profile from New Zealand. It does represent this land.
He's fighting to get a trademark on the use of the term Manuka into the lucrative Chinese market and accuses Australian producers of ripping off their brand.
We need to protect the consumer. We don't need a bastardised term that is called everything. The definition of what Manuka is in Australia is far too broad. They've included a whole range of species. It's not helpful. It could be seen to be fraudulent.
John Rawcliffe says Australian honey producers should find a way to market their own product, not just piggyback off New Zealand's efforts.
I think it's a degree of short-term laziness, to be honest. So if you want to rip it off, continue the way you're going. But if you want to develop your own industry for the long term, there's another way to go, and we're here to help.
David Baldwin is a director of AB's Honey and a member of the Australian Manuka Honey Association.
I understand why they're saying that. They are quite parochial in relation to many things.
While New Zealanders argue that their product is unique, David Baldwin says that's not true. He says Manuka honey is produced when bees pollinate a particular tree, which also grows in Australia. And he fears what will happen if New Zealand is successful with its trademark attempt.
If the Australian industry were unable to use the term Manuka, the people it's going to affect most significantly, I would suggest, are the beekeepers.
Ben McKee is the CEO of Hive and Wellness Australia, which owns the Australian honey brand Capilano.
They can beat us at rugby, that's fine. But when it comes to Manuka honey, we want to work together.
He believes New Zealanders could benefit by working with Australia to grow the global market for Manuka honey.
We want to work with them in growing the industry. So we've made several approaches to the New Zealand representatives on industry to say, let's get rid of these stupid cases and work together on marketing and selling Manuka honey better together.
He's keen for more support from the Australian government to help with the expensive Trans-Tasman stoush.
We're wanting government to support us, and especially seeing as the New Zealand government are writing letters to support their industry, we really want to get the Australian government on board.
AM contacted the Minister for Agriculture, Bridget McKenzie, but she was not available for comment.
Julia Holman.